7:30, second date update. If you've gone out on a date, you expect, you know, a call back, a text back, maybe a likes on one of your photos, and you get none of it. You are just left behind in the dust, and you're wondering, what did I do wrong? Did I have broccoli in my teeth the whole time? Well, we can help you out. We can find out exactly where it went south by calling the person and confronting them on our show. And that's what we're going to do with Brooke. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
Morning. So tell us, how goes the dating life? What happened? With whom? Give us all the details.
Okay, so I met Austin on Hinge, and we sent each other some flirty messages like you do, and then we met up. And it was really a fun date. He rented out a movie theater for us. And, that was just super cool. And so it was just the two of us in the theater. And, what are you supposed to do but make out?
Oh.
And we did.
Okay, so you took advantage of having the theater to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I better believe it.
And
pretty much the whole time.
I just want to make sure. First date, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
No judgment. Just ask. Just want to make sure I get all the details.
A couple of teenagers.
That's
in
all
there.
It is. Okay. Was it towards the end of the movie?
It was pretty much the whole time.
All right. Okay.
Gosh, John.
Okay.
Back off.
I'm sorry. What movie? How bad was the movie?
Yeah, no joke, right? What do I need to avoid in the theater?
Okay, so he chose Anchorman, and who hasn't seen that movie?
Yeah.
So it was this seems more fun than watching that for the 1900th time.
Yeah,
yeah, that's one of those hooking up movies. It's The Office. It's just always on in the background. It's easy to ignore.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we did. Ignore the movie.
Atta girl.
All right, I'm blushing. So what happens? So you finish watching this movie or not watching
not
this
watching.
Movie? What happens afterwards?
Right. So after the movie went off, he walked me to my car, and there was some more kissing, and then he said he would call me.
Okay.
Well, he didn't call, and I sent him a text, and he didn't respond. So I went to his Instagram, and it's now private, and it wasn't when we were talking. So I don't know if he has a girlfriend or what, and I don't know what's going on, but I want to know what happened.
Yeah, that's strange if he all of a sudden was open on all of his socials and now he's closed the door on that.
Right.
That doesn't seem like a good... Did you have the inkling that he might have a girlfriend?
No, not at all.
Okay. He sure wasn't when you guys were smooching.
Depends on how you act if you have a girlfriend.
That's a good point.
Not everyone acts the same way.
Let me get Austin's number from you. Let us try to track him down and let's see if we can find out why he's gone private and what's going on. Is that cool?
That's fine. Thank you.
It's your 7:30 second date update. So we've been talking to Brooke, and Brooke met Austin online. They started sending some flirty text messages. The next thing you know, Austin rented out a movie theater and they spent the whole movie, Anchorman, by the way, just making out, doing some smooching, a little necking. And at the end, Austin's like, I'll call you. And guess what? Austin never did that. He made his Instagram profile private. And Brooke just wants answers. She wants to know what's going on. Brooke, are you still there?
I am still here.
Awesome. So we did track down Austin. He's on right now with producer Danny. I'm going to pick up on our end, though, and we're going to talk to him. Just kind of listen in and let's see what, let's see how it goes. Hey, Austin.
Hey.
Hey. So I know you're talking to producer Danny, but I'm John. And
Yeah. Sure, tell me anything. What's going on?
Yeah. So I'm John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe's here as well. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. Can we chat with you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. So our show, we try to help out listeners who've gone out on dates and, they're not hearing back from someone. And you actually went out with one of our listeners, Brooke. And, since this date, and Brooke told us a lot about the date, man. I mean, a lot about the date.
Uh-huh.
And, now we're hearing that you're kind of ghosting her. And we're really just calling to see, what happened? What's going on? Why aren't you calling her back?
Oh, it's not that big a deal. Just, I don't know. Just, she strikes me a little clingy, We just had a good time and... moving on.
Okay, I hear you on that, but you totally ghosted. You closed down the walls. There's no communication. Can you tell us is it the clinginess?
Well, I had three texts waiting for me by the time I got home that night, and I'm like, cool, we had a good time, but geez, it's
okay. So
I said it's casual. It's all casual.
It's casual. Okay, so it's mine. Did you guys hook up the whole time at the movie theater?
Oh yeah, we made out and did,
Okay. And you just feel like that's where it ends?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's, I mean, it was just dumb Tinder date, you know. Well, not dumb. We had a good time, but, you know, it's...
Okay. Well, I got to be honest, you know, Brooke, she not only does she reach out to us, she's been listening in, and I'm curious, I bet she would think that this date was more than a dumb Tinder date. Brooke, am I right about that?
Absolutely. Like, clingy? It's not clingy when you just want to know what's going on. Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, you said... You say clingy, I say tomato.
Well, that's not what you said that night. You said you really liked hanging out with me and how fun I was.
Well, yeah, it was. That night it was fun. I mean,
I'm picking up here is, like, we were on two different pages.
Yeah.
Like, Brooke was there looking for, like, a date that would lead into probably a boyfriend. And, Austin, you were looking for just something to do on a Friday night.
I guess you could probably use those words, yeah.
Gross.
Brooke, I mean, us hearing Austin, and I mean, are you shocked by this? Do you want me to work for this second date, Brooke? What are you feeling right now?
I'm flabbergasted. Like, I'm so disappointed. You led me to think like everything was great. I mean, we were flirting back and forth. Everything was fine. We were getting along just great. You were open and I thought you were honest, and then we, like, had a moment or a night, or, you know, you rented out the whole theater. It was just us, and we had fun. And then you're like, you walk me to my car. You said you're going to call me later. And then nothing.
Well, yeah, it wasn't like I signed a contract or anything.
Like, I don't understand. What did I do? I didn't even do anything to you. What?
Are you guys hearing this? I mean, this is what I'm talking about, clingy. Come on.
I'm kind of on his side.
Are you on his side?
I feel like he should have been maybe more upfront about the fact that it was a one-night thing, because I can see why she was misled. But also, like, sometimes it's just a one-night thing, man.
Brooke, I'm sorry that you're going through this, because I don't think you deserve this. But this is what I want. 10 texts says it all. Is Brooke being clingy, or is Austin being a jerk? Austin, no offense, you're being a jerk.
No, I'm good, whatever.
10 text says it all right now.
844-649-1051.
844-MIX-1051.